When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And friends, we are back with a Bad Batch Season 1 recap. Now, yours truly is losing his voice a little bit, so bear with me on this. But I wanted to kind of go over some of the things that happened in Bad Batch Season 1. I want to get Lottie caught up to speed. We've been watching it in the background. It's been kind of going on. We've rewatched episodes, fallen asleep to episodes, whatnot. So
no, what?
What? Who? What are you talking about? It happened, okay? So we're getting caught up. You know, Bad Batch Season 1 is really all about... So we're going to do this first, and then we're going to jump into some quick predictions at the end for Season 2. But Bad Batch Season 1 is about Omega. Omega, mm-hmm. Right? Boba Fett, who we all know, is this unaltered clone from Jango Fett.
Right.
Doesn't have the age acceleration, and is Alpha, the first. Mm-hmm. Omega being the last, all right? The last sort of clone, I guess you will. Not last created, because she's clearly created before the Bad Batch.
Right.
She just doesn't have, she's unaltered. She can grow and progress naturally.
Right.
And really the clones, a lot of times, and so we don't know if you know this, but they, as they get older, and something that happened in Legends was they had problems with that acceleration process.
Okay.
Because you pushed the body to that level and you accelerated them through their, yeah, their growth. You know, like you put them in this growth spurt,
right?
It damages a lot of their DNA and it damages a lot, yeah, of their body. And so it's hard to kind of, how do you create like a clone that's going to carry on, be capable and be long lasting or whatever. So it's something that Boba Fett in Legends deals with back in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So just want to bring that up. Now, the other big, so Omega, we're going to come back to that. We're going to table that. The Bad Batch is Clone Force 99, who are... They're the group. We see them in Clone Wars. They're all different. You've got Wrecker, who's big and strong. You've got Tech, who's your smart guy. You've got Crosshair, who's a sharpshooter. Mm-hmm. You've got Hunter, who is like the tracker and the leader and super kind of agile and got a, you know, he has a lot of different skills. Mm-hmm. You also have Echo, who was found by Captain Rex, and he joins up. So he's not like an original member. He was really a reg who then is captured and, you know, he gets sort of turned into a member of the Bad Batch. They are called back to Kamino, okay? Mm-hmm. Order 66 happens. We saw Caleb Doom, right?
Yeah.
We saw him with his master, Depa Balaba.
Right.
And we know that that's Kanan Jarrus, connection to Rebels, uh-huh, okay? So that's his Order 66 story. We see what happens to them. The chips don't go off in their mind. They don't immediately react this way. Mm-hmm. So theirs were either malfunctioning or whatever. Wrecker has struggles with his. Crosshair just sort of is a guy who wants to follow orders, so he sort of a lot like allies himself with the Empire.
Right.
After they are done with their Order 66 situation, they're all called back to Kamino. Mm-hmm. The Empire has to decide, what are we going to do with these clones? The droid army is defeated. We have all these clones. Is this the force, the military force that we want to continue to rule the galaxy with? And the answer is no. The answer is no. They want,
why,
their TK soldiers. They want a, I think maybe even because it's cheap, it could be cheaper.
Okay.
It could be that they think they can get more loyalty out of either conscripted soldiers or, you know, whatever, just a different type of soldier who wants to join up, mm-hmm, with the Empire. It's interesting. There's also the chip bit. There is, I think, some genetic stuff going on too. But in general, they are moving beyond the clones, and they're going to transition to the TK stormtrooper.
Okay.
So you move from the clone trooper to the stormtrooper.
Right.
People have always wondered, when did they do that? Because you have the Clone Wars. When did these things take place?
Right.
Well, this is the series that tells you how that happens. Mm-hmm. So you have the regs doing their thing, and they definitely, the regs are different, right? They seem like meaner, more angrier.
Yeah.
And the Order 66 is instituted, and there's like a switch that's been flipped. A lot of them struggle with that. Or not a lot of them. Most of them go along with it. Some of them struggle with it mm-hmm. and reach out for help, or they don't comply with those orders.
Yeah.
And it comes down to who they are, their environment, their experiences, and what has really molded them.
Right.
One of those individuals is Gregor. So throughout this whole thing, we have Captain Rex, who shows up a few times and says, hey, he's talking to the Bad Batch. They leave Kamino and they say, we're done with this whole Empire thing. Crosshair stays behind. He stays back because he's in with the Empire.
Yeah.
Omega is realizing this is all breaking down fast and bad, and she wants to be with the Bad Batch yeah. because she herself is different than the Regs. So she wants to go with them. So they leave. They start making their way around the galaxy. They got to get food. They got to get resources. They team up with this Transdosian, Cid. And yeah. Cid is pretty awesome. She runs her sort of her little joint and mm-hmm. gets them jobs, bounties, etc. And then also Rex reaches out to them, Captain Rex, who you saw again in the end of Clone Wars with Ahsoka, escapes with Ahsoka, and he gets his chip removed.
Yeah.
He helps them. He helps Wrecker get his chip out. He helps them deal with their chips. He then sends them to find certain people. One of those individuals is Gregor, as I said.
Right.
And it's during the Gregor mission that Hunter will be captured. Now, in the midst of all of that, while everything is sort of going on, there's a few episodes. There's this sort of bit where Fennec Shan, the bounty hunter, mm-hmm. and Cad Bane show up. And it's here's the short on that, which is Lama Su, who was the head of the Kamino group, he sends Cad Bane. He wants to acquire Omega.
Yeah.
Nala Se is not so sure what he wants to do with her.
Yeah.
Is she a bargaining chip? She seems to have some affection for her. She was there like that. That's more her field, I guess. She's more personally connected to
yeah.
that research and the genetic material and then all the different stuff. Because she did the alterations to the Bad Batch.
Right.
And she then also, you know, worked with Omega and created Omega. So she decides to send Fennec Shand mm-hmm. to intercede, right? To get in there and to disrupt what Cad Bane was doing.
Mm-hmm.
They fight over Omega. Ultimately, Bad Batch is good. They went out and she's safer with the Bad Batch than
yeah.
she is with Cad Bane
yeah.
and back with Lama Su. So that's a sub. That's sort of a subplot where the bounty hunters are involved. But in general, it is all about alliances and loyalty. And mm-hmm. which way is the Bad Batch going to go? How do they deal with their brother, yeah. Crosshair,
yeah.
who doesn't want to be a part of this group?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that. There's a Harrison Dula episode where you run across her and you're like, okay, there's her origins a bit.
Yeah.
There's a couple of different cool nuggets like that. But in general, I think the biggest takeaway is Kamino, at the end of the day, is destroyed.
Yeah.
All right? We just saw that episode.
Right.
So Kamino is donezo. And Crosshair is still not good with his brothers.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
So
we see that. Yep.
Yeah.
In the last episode.
Yes. You got a question? Yeah.
Do we see them again? Do we know what happens to them in the future? Like in the future films?
You mean the future films? No. So their story is, this is all new. It was original. And so this is picking up right after Order 66. So all of season one was all of Order 66
right.
until the destruction of Kamino and the facilities.
Okay.
Going into season two, we have no idea what we're, right. Obviously, we have no idea what mm-hmm. we're going to see there. But we don't see them in any other TV shows.
Right.
Not mentioned in Rebels. I mean, some of them, like Gregor, so who we see
right.
Gregor, he is an older clone later
yeah.
that Ezra and Kanan will come across
right.
down the line, yeah.
I was going to say, do you think they're going to, yeah, well, not maybe not, because there's a lot of different groups in the Rebel Alliance. Do you
yes.
think they ever joined them? If they didn't die, we don't know.
That's the big thing. And so I think that's where we're going to, this is a short, probably the shortest episode we're ever going to record. So that's your summary. I think what we're going to
yeah.
do is exactly what Lottie wants to do, which is to dip into what is to come. And
mm-hmm.
so Bad Batch season two predictions. So it all ends with them leaving Crosshair on this platform.
Yeah.
On Kamino by himself. He's got to like signal the Empire to come get him or wait for scouts to come by. And he's
right.
like, good. And then they take off. They're their own crew. The door shuts and they're just moving on. And that's sad. They witness Kamino's destruction, but they're bound together. And there's some stuff where like Crosshair saves Omega and Omega saved Crosshair. So they're even, but also they're kind of, you know, there's some really good lines between Hunter
right.
and Crosshair. Now, moving forward, at the very, very end of season one, you see Nala Se being taken to Mount Tantus, a secret cloning facility.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Tantus is a name from Legends.
Yeah.
It is on the planet Waylon. It is a place that we only see in the Legends books.
Okay, cool.
And let me tell you, my little Legends heart was just throbbing
yeah.
when they did this. because I was stoked. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait a second. And then I made you see that you see the scientist come out.
Yeah.
She looks a lot like the scientist we see in The Mandalorian. They have the same arm patch. Oh. It's the same patch that the clones are wearing in episode 2. It's that they basically have taken that Kamino operation, mm-hmm. and they've been having their own scientist work on cloning secretly at Mount Tantus. Ooh. They've either reached a point where they can't continue forward anymore, yeah. or they need help, and they found an asset, and that asset yeah. is Nala Se. And they thought, we don't need anyone else from Kamino. That seemingly they destroyed all their cities, might have killed all their people. Crazy, terrible yeah. thing to see. Yeah. And she is now going to continue on with her research and her work there at Mount Tantus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want the lore on Mount Tantus? Yeah. Do you want to know what's so intriguing and interesting yes. about this whole thing? So in Legends, you had Jeruus Sabaoth was this Jedi master mm-hmm. who, this is in the Thrawn trilogy, by the way. So it's in the Thrawn trilogy. Okay. And I'm just shooting from the hip here and just trying to remember stuff off the top of my head. Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia and all of them sort of interact with like Grand Admiral Thrawn. The Imperial Remnant is still around. They're still doing their thing. You have Thrawn, they make contact with this guy, this Jedi Master, who's basically evil, and Thrawn allies himself with this person. But he's at a place called Mount Tantus. He's the guardian of the mount. And okay. Yeah, yes.
Do you think we will see him?
We could see his, I think in Bad Batch Season 2, we could see his body.
Oh,
we
wow.
could see them working on someone like that they're going to show off in Mandalorian Season 3. Because there's some major overlap, like Bad Batch and Mandalorian, I think, overlap. Although I think it might be more relevant for the Ahsoka series, not really okay. sure. So there's a lot of pieces here that they're trying, that I think could all sort of fit together. But essentially, what they're doing at Mount Tantus, I wouldn't be surprised if Grogu was in there right now.
Wow.
If they didn't have recaptured him, or we don't know exactly what his Order 66 story is. We see his vision. It looks like someone helps him escape.
Yeah.
But were they not then maybe picked up and he's just studied? Because I mentioned when we started this episode, the genetic breakdown mm-hmm. in age, in accelerating someone's age. Our lifespan is, 60, 70 years, right? So when you shorten that, so much because you just jump us right through our teens and into our 20s, and then they're mature, you know, late 20s, early 30s clones.
Yeah.
And so what about, how do you deal with that? Like, how do you get a host ready?
Right.
Is there something in a species that lives super long, like Master Yoda's species, yeah. that could help you? And I think that's the reason that they're looking for that. That's why in The Mandalorian, he's so interesting in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It won't surprise me at all if Grogu is at Mount Tantus being studied and Omega shows up and intervenes. The Bad Batch intervene. There's another Jedi out there named Quinlan Voss who could intervene, who was referenced in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Cal Kestis is too early for him to mm-hmm, intervene, mm-hmm. but like down the line, he's working on the path. So you've got a lot of different players and situations going on here early on that you could get into some real interesting theories and connections to Mandalorian and Ahsoka.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's where my mind's always racing. Yeah. And I just want to kind of get it out because you're talking about like, who could we see? And I'm always thinking about that as well. Like, what are characters we see in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, the Andor series, Rebels series, anything that happens after this that could show up earlier
yeah.
and we get more of their arc and their story, right?
Oh my gosh.
So,
just thinking of a little cute animated version of Grogu.
Yeah, I know.
People would go nuts.
They would go crazy. And it would be really, really cool to see him there. I don't know if they're going to do it because I feel like they're saving a lot of those secrets for The Mandalorian, but it's just an idea, and it's just sort of a thought. And we definitely know there's a connection, though, between Mount Tantus and Thrawn, and we believe Thrawn is going to be in the Ahsoka series. Now, Lottie has not yet finished Rebels, so I'm holding back on some stuff.
Okay.
I'm holding back.
I just hear over and over again
how important it is.
So important to finish Rebels.
It's very, very, very important. And it's I think it's everything. I think it's Dave Filoni's baby. I mean, Ahsoka is his created character in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And he really takes care of that character. And then he reemerges that character and grows her in Rebels. And then we have a whole series called Ahsoka. So you can't say that that series is not important or relevant. It's a big deal. And so going forward, I feel like I cannot wait to show you what happens in it. Because it's mind-blowing. Yeah. It's sort of like when Grogu shows up in The Mandalorian. That was a game changer for everybody. Yeah. And you're like, wait a second, this creature is like, he's 50 years old.
Yeah.
He was around during the time of the Clone Wars and stuff. He's there at Order 6. He's at the Jedi Temple, rescued. What happened? And then you look at what happens in Rebels with Ahsoka, Ezra, Kanan, all of them, Lothal, all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Stuff happens that changes Star Wars forever. Okay. And it's amazing. It's amazing. It's something that I don't know what the whole plan is, if there's just mystery boxes there or what they're going to do. But to me, it just feels like we're driving somewhere and these things are all starting to kind of come together.
Yeah.
And I didn't think they were going to use the Bad Batch that way, but when they showed us Mount Tantus and they took Nala Se, it all then connects to Grogu cloning a new host for Emperor Palpatine all the way to Rise of Skywalker, which people don't like that necessarily, that there's this connection to Rise of Skywalker. Whatever. It is what it is. It's your product and you have to make it work and make it better. You've got to help fill in some of these voids. I have my own what if ideas and theories as to what they could do, I think, to not retcon any of that stuff, but to I think beef it up and to make it you know, stronger or better. So I have a whole short series where I'm going to talk more about that, but just want to pop on here. Now, with that being said, I know you don't have a whole lot of experience in terms of like watch time with Bad Batch season one, because I really just sprinted you through it so we can kind of cover it week by week. And as you have questions, if you're new to the podcast, by the way, Lottie is very much a newbie. She is my Padawan. And that's why I have talked this entire time and ranted before the episode drops in like 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever it might be. It's going to drop. And I wanted to drop a quick recap, just get all my thoughts out there. And then we're going to be covering episodes 1 and 2.
Okay.
In the morning.
Sounds good.
Which is crazy.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. With that, any thoughts, any final thoughts, predictions, things you want to see, things you're excited for? You're just excited to see Omega and the crew?
Yeah.
And
no, I mean, just when you said they're kind of saving probably the Grogu stuff for the Mandalorian, but wouldn't it be cool if they at least mention him, like you said, and then they show us more.
Or they show a pod. Just they don't show him, but they show a pod off in the back, like an Easter egg. Is that him?
Oh, my goodness.
See, those are the things people forget that they can do.
You should work for them.
Oh, I know. I literally would. By the way, anyone at Lucasfilm, I will gladly just.
We'll move out there.
We'll move. And I will, whatever you need, I will spit. I will spit ideas at the wall all day long.
I'll learn more 3D arts for you guys. And
there we go. We even tag team this. You have a designer. You have someone who works in Blender and concept art. So there you go. but anyway, all right. Got to preserve my voice and we got to get ready. We have to meditate in the Force and get ready for what's going to happen tomorrow. So it's the opening episodes. Normally not a whole lot, but there'll be some sort of bang, some sort of surprise that we'll get after. And then it's sort of a long haul. This is going to be week by week on Wednesdays. They're dropping these. We're going to be trying to get up early. Trying to make some gains in the podcast. So be sure to check back in for that. We'll be doing extra episodes over on Patreon. You guys can subscribe to Patreon, subscribe to Apple Premium, where we drop all the extra episodes for our two podcasts, Shell Cottage Radio, and for Star Wars Hangout. So friends, with that, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Leave us that review. And as always,
may the Force be with you.
Be with you. Hey friends, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave us that review, check out our extra episodes on Patreon and Apple Premium. This is the way.